Your day just got a whole lot better. You're listening to the Mutual Audio Drama Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. I'm Jack Ward.
And I'm David Alt.
And you are listening to the Sonic Society, the world's most scrumptiliadicious showcase of modern audio drama.
Try saying that one three times.
try writing it. I couldn't figure out how to write it.
This week, our feature is from Wildly Productions. Heinous or Heinous Investigations, depending on how you pronounce it, brings us to Hainsbury or Heinsbury, where we find a small town riddled with mysterious occurrences. Mysterious occurrences that a young lawyer named Carlton or Coltoon.
Yes.
has yet to see.
And those investigations begin right here.
On the Sunic Sokiati.
Hey, what's wrong? You tired already?
No way. It's just hot out here. Hotter than they said it'd be.
You were the one who said, "Don't worry, Miss Truitt. Me and my buddies can dig your well for ya." Remember that?
Yeah.
Man, if you think this is gonna get you any closer to getting a date with Helen Truitt, you're an idiot.
I'm not doing this to get with Helen.
Like hell you're not. Don't think we didn't see your stupid face the minute she said, "Oh, thank you so much for doing this, Davy. I don't know what I'd do without you."
Shut up.
Let's see how much she wants you when you're dripping with sweat and smell like a sewer.
Okay, I'm taking a break. You assholes want some water? Or do you think Helen will be too disgusted to give me any?
Okay. Sorry. Water sounds good. We'll keep digging.
Okay. Be right back.
Don't let her keep you in there too long. I'm not doing all the dirty work while you get...
Whoa!
What?
Did you feel that?
What?
Like the dirt giving way a little. Like there's some kind of air pocket or something.
Okay, well, just be careful. Hey, you okay?
Oh, yeah. I told you there was something weird about this spot. It doesn't look like we fell too far. I can see our rope over there. We can climb back out if we... Aaron? You okay?
Jill, you might want to look around.
Why? It's a big hole underground. What's the big deal? Holy. Look at all this stuff.
How long do you think it's been down here?
No idea. But we should probably tell someone.
What? Why?
Because there's a whole dang room full of stuff down here.
How far do you think it goes?
I don't know. But I don't want to be down here longer than I... Aaron? What are you doing?
Investigating?
Quit it! We don't know what else could be down here!
Holy crap! There's a huge ledge here! And water! Guess Helen had the right idea digging a well here. Jill, get over here! You've gotta see this!
Can we just go? Dave's gonna wonder where we are.
Aw, he's got his hands full with his girlfriend. We're fine.
Aaron, I mean it! What's wrong?
Oh my god.
What?
Is that a... Jill, get back.
What? What's down there?
Just get back. Get away from here.
Hey, don't push me. What's going on?
Down there, there's a...
Aaron!
doors.
Close the well.
What?
Just close it. Close it.
Haynesbury, a small New England coastal town with a population of barely over 1,000, excluding the influx of entitled leaf families that come around for the occasional weekend.
Not that I can understand for the life of me why anyone would want to waste their time here. Not much to see.
Some incredibly uncreative kids loitering outside a cafe, an empty pier glistening under a spray of thin, murky water. A construction site that's been stuck half-finished and barren since the town quote-unquote lost its funding through some shady incident
I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
And a few jaded cul-de-sac neighborhoods where every other yard is home to overturned bicycles, hula hoops, slightly rickety trampolines,
and the occasional kiddie pool.
Once you pass all these sturdy homages to the quintessential semi-suburban lifestyle, you make it to downtown, where a few barely functioning local businesses lie in wait for their stream of customers as disappointing and erratic as the nearby ocean waves. And it's also where one can find the town's only law firm, Lock, Stock, and Johnson. This unsettling institution took up residence in the oldest, most innocuous red brick building around so that the clients would never suspect the fresh hell awaiting them inside. Just goes to show you.
Carlton! What the hell are you doing? We're not paying you to sit around and stare into space. Now keep sorting through those leads until you find one we can use, would ya?
Yes, Mr. Stock, I'll get on it.
Good! Right. These damn young people, lazy, daydream, little.
Okay, so I'm basically the firm's errand boy. A glorified ambulance chaser, and that's on a good day, but hey, it's a job. Everybody's gotta start somewhere. And a few years of good work in a place like this, and maybe I could work at a real firm in a real city, like Boston or New York or... Okay, basically anywhere other than here would be great. Things can get kind of off around here. I'm sorry. You saw what destroying your parking lot?
Not so. I felt it. Just like plenty of other people in this town have felt it for weeks.
Felt what?
The tremors. The shaking. Like an earthquake, only not. You can't tell me you've never felt the tremors.
I've only lived here for a month, so I really can't say.
Fresh meat. Well, don't worry, lad. You'll start noticing the ways of this place soon enough.
Ways?
Yeah, you know, howling in the trees even when there's no wind. Mysterious, hazy ships approaching the harbor on foggy evenings. The ground shaking and cracking under your own feet when you least expect it.
Right, so, did you at least contact the police about someone who could have done this damage? One of your competitors, maybe?
You're a stubborn one, I can tell. You just go back to your little office and don't worry about me. Me and everyone else around here are used to cleaning up these kinds of messes. Just remember, you've been warned.
Yeah, sure. So, not the most productive day. It's not my fault the guy doesn't want legal restitution. And what was that thing about this place having
way?
That's the third time I heard that excuse this week. What are these small town people gonna learn? That old ghost stories aren't as charming as they think. Yeah. If I have to hear one more story about a demon graffitiing a storefront or a ghost stealing some lady's panties, I'm gonna... Hey, I'm sorry, miss. I didn't mean to spill your... Here, let me help you pick all this up.
I don't need help.
Hey, I'm just... trying to be nice, okay? Look, here's your carrots and your bread and your... Holy crap, is that a machete?
Yeah. You want to make something of it?
No, I mean... Hey, if there's anyone who approves of a person being able to defend themselves, it's me, but... Well, I mean, do you really have to use something so noticeable?
I'll carry whatever I want to carry, thanks. And anyway, it's not even mine.
What? Really?
It's for my job.
And what the hell kind of job is that?
I fix things. Weapons and tools sometimes, like the machete. Lots of local farms around here. Hunters, too. Like to keep their stuff sharp, clean, safe. When they need to, they'll come to me for help.
Okay. But how does that explain the blowgun and the shuriken?
What? I can't have hobbies? Why don't you go back to the office and leave me alone, suit?
The suit's got a name.
And I don't care. I'm going now.
Hey, what did I ever do to you?
Nothing yet. But you will eventually. You businessmen always do.
I'm a lawyer.
Great. Even worse. Hopefully I won't see you around.
What the hell was that about?
Don't worry about her. She's always been kind of abrasive.
You know her?
From rumors, mostly. Her name's Miss Pryor, I think. Most people in town are more scared of her than the ghost stories. I'm Jack. Jack Graham.
People call me Carlton. It's the family name, but it's a hell of a lot better than the first one.
What is it?
Not important. Anyway, if I'm talking about families, I gotta be honest and say I've heard of yours. They're the ones with the huge place by this south end of the beach, right?
That's us. The whole family hasn't been around here for years, though. They mostly prefer to stick to the city now. I mean, I can't entirely blame them. New York's a hard place to get away from, and there's not much to do out here.
Tell me about it.
But they want to keep their hands on the property for whatever reason. That's why they send me up here to check on it every once in a while. Well, me and,
Great! I just got the suit dry cleaned. What kind of asshole runs through a puddle when there's people around?
Algae?
What algae?
Not what, who. And it's my brother, Algernon. We call him Algae for short. What?
Just Algernon. Not a name you hear a lot.
Our parents have this Oscar Wilde obsession, hence the theme naming. Jack and Algernon. The importance of being earnest. It's a play.
Yeah. You lost me at Oscar Wilde. Jeez. And I thought the chick with the machete'd be the most confusing person I met today.
What was that?
I said, I'm guessing your brother's not the most upstanding of citizens.
He's really a good guy deep down. Trust me, he just moves fast and it's a pain to keep up with him all the time.
He's impulsive. I get how that can be annoying.
Well, yes, he's that too, but he also moves fast.
Wait, what?
Hello.
Hi. I've never seen you around here before. Are you new?
No, I'm not. But I think you must be.
Why would you say that?
Well, because I've come to this town almost every weekend for years. And I can't remember ever seeing a woman as beautiful as you.
Aw, thank you. But I think you might be flirting with me, and I kinda don't like when guys flirt with me at bars.
Flirting? What? Oh, no. I wasn't... I'm sorry if I misled you there, but I don't flirt with anybody.
You don't?
No. I prefer to just socialize.
Socialize?
Yeah. I mean, is everyone's guard up so much nowadays that a man and a woman can't have a nice conversation and compliment each other in a public place without it being offensive? I thought a place called the Rover's Rest would be way more welcoming. Seems a little deceptive, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
So, would you let me, say, buy you a drink? No hidden agenda, only polite conversation, I swear.
Okay.
You sure we're gonna find him in there? I mean, look, I'm all for justice, but I gotta get back to work where I can get a paycheck, which I can use to pay a dry cleaners instead of wasting time chasing some guy I don't even know!
This is the only bar in town. If I know Algae, he's probably already got a girl 3 drinks deep by now.
What?
I said you look like you're thinking hard about something.
Oh, it's just... there's a word I think would describe you, but I'm having a hard time thinking of it.
Can I help you with that?
No, no, I just need a... I've got it. You're incorrigible.
What?
You heard me. You're incorrigible.
I think you might have downed that last drink a little too fast.
What? You don't think that fits?
Well, no, not really.
Why not?
Because incorrigible implies kind of, I guess, habitual behavior. And you haven't known me long enough to claim I do anything habitually.
I don't need to know you for long. Any girl would figure it out eventually. Okay, at least a smart one would. You, sir, are a type.
A what?
A type. The type of guy every girl hopes they never run into. Clever, funny, cute. Even when a girl can tell your trouble, she still goes home with you. Aha! I knew it. You are flirting. You... oh, I need to go now, okay?
Hey, wait a minute. If that's how you feel, at least let me be courteous enough to be the one who goes.
Oh, wait, really?
Of course. I would never force a lady to give up her place just because she doesn't like me. A guy she just met. Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. Thank you. You are so nice.
And I hope you'll remember that if we run into each other again.
Okay. Do you think you could get out of here as fast as possible? I don't want to try to follow you or, you know, something. You're cute.
Done and done.
Okay, good, because... hey, wait, where did he... oh, hey, wait a minute. Hey, sir, you forgot to pay your... huh, is that... no, that's not $20. No, he wasn't. No.
Hello, miss. Were you, by any chance, talking to a man, dark hair, possibly charming, but definitely overconfident?
Oh, you know... he was just here, but, he ran out, I think.
Do you know where he could have gone?
No. Sorry. Hey, are you, like, gonna go find him? Can I come? I'm gonna come. I've got some questions for...
oops. Whoa, whoa there. Maybe you should, head home.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Jack, you think you can track down your brother on your own while I help, sorry, your name is?
Virginia Kelly, but most people call me Ginny. Okay, not most people. Everybody calls me Ginny. Oh, what's your name?
How about you just call me Carlton?
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Hello? Yes, Mr. Stock. I'll be there right away. Thank you, sir. Okay, so all I gotta do is get this girl home and get back to the office. No problem.
Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
And I promise, I'll pay you back for the suit. I'm pretty easy to look up. Don't hesitate to call.
Thanks. At least that's over. Now we just gotta get her back to, wait. Where does she... hey, miss! Ginny? Ginny! Anybody see a girl walk out of here? Dark hair on the short side? Kinda drunk? Ginny! Okay. Find the girl, get her home, and get back to the office. No problem. Hello? Hey, Ginny? Where the hell did she... oh, God, hey! Hey, wait! Where the hell are you going?
What the hell? Did you just kick my door open? Are you Oh my god, it's you.
Jesus, yeah. Nice to see you too, Pryor. Look, have you seen a girl in here or...
How did you know my name? Are you stalking me?
No, look, I don't have time for this. Just... Have you seen a girl or not?
No. Nobody has been in here all day except me. And you?
But I thought I saw... I mean, she just walked right in.
Okay. I'm gonna make this easy for you to understand, since you're clearly not all there in the mental department. Get the hell out of my shop before I make you. Got it?
Oh, come on! Like, you would really throw that knife at me here and broad day- Damn. But I think you missed.
I don't miss. Next time, it won't be the wall.
Okay. See you around, Pryor. You know what? I don't have to put up with this. I'm a rational guy. This clearly isn't worth the trouble. The girl's probably...
Hey, Carlton.
What? Okay, you need to stop for a second so I can...
You have to catch me first.
Wait! Hello? Oh, sorry, Mr. Stock, sir. Yes, I'm on my way right now. Something just... came up. Yes, I can take care of it, sir. I've got it under... Hello? Ran into the library. Gotcha. Ginny? Jeez, it's deserted in here. Ginny!
Excuse me, sir, but could you please be just a tad quieter? It's just that the library, which is commonly intended to be...
Yeah, fine. Kid, you run things around here?
Oh, no. I am only a volunteer in my spare time. I'm actually a doctor.
Yeah, that's great. So, is there maybe a librarian around here I can talk to, or...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid she's out. Although I do spend time here often, and I'd like to think that under these circumstances, I could be a resource for anything that you might...
No. Thanks. I'm good.
Oh, all right then. Please feel free to ask for anything.
Ginny. Ginny. Hey. Sorry. I was just looking for somebody. Hey, you wouldn't have happened to see a young woman pass by here. She's small, dark hair, has been giggling like a nut job, and is surprisingly fast. Hey. You okay? Or are you just really into that book? Whatever it is. Hey, hello? Okay, I guess you're either deaf or pretty damn rude. There's a chance this girl could hurt herself, and you're just gonna ignore me? Nice. See ya. I swear to God, some of these locals are just...
She went to the fantasy section.
What?
That girl you're looking for. Also, I'm not deaf or rude, just incredibly introverted. And the book is Thoreau's Walden. And you probably shouldn't talk so loud in a library. It's a little distracting.
Thank you?
You're welcome. You should probably go.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
Carlton.
Hi? That's all you're gonna say after you made me chase you around town for no reason?
I'm sorry. I can get a little carried away sometimes, you know?
And now you're sober?
Hmm?
I mean, no offense, but you were at least very tipsy about 15 minutes ago, and now you seem more on top of your game than me.
You sure I was drunk?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Huh. Well, I guess I'm not anymore. Anyway, bye!
Wait! That's it! I've had enough of this. Crazy shop owner saying this town has
ways!
Even crazier weapons nuts trying to kill me!
Oh, you've met Miss Pryor. She helped me sharpen my kitchen knives once. She is so nice.
Not from what I've seen of her. And then there's these rich guys with fast-moving brothers, whatever the hell that means, and introverted weirdos in libraries, and a girl who can be drunk off her ass 1 minute, then totally fine the next. It's like frickin' Alice in Wonderland in this place. And all I want to do is get back to my job! But before I can do that, can you please tell me what the hell is going on?
Did you just knock that shelf over?
Nope. Did you?
I didn't even touch it.
What is going on up here? I could hear shouting all the way from the other end of the... Oh my gosh, what happened to this shelf?
Look, kid, whatever it was, it had nothing to do with us, so...
Who else could it have been? There isn't anyone else around.
Hey, what about that guy over there? I literally just talked to him.
Orville? He's been sitting all the way over there for well over an hour.
Well, maybe he,
I'm sorry, but I think it might be best if you both go. At least until my superior gets back and we can properly deal with...
Oh, no. I'm done being shuffled all around town like I'm dirt. I'm not leaving this place until I get some answers.
Carlton, now might really not be a good time.
No, I'm done taking orders. Now start talking, girly.
Do you think you two could possibly take this apparently personal, rather loud conversation outside, please? I don't mean to be a bother,
okay.
But...
Well, I can't tell you about the other stuff, but, I guess as for me, I could tell you,
What?
Look, I've told a ton of people before, and none of them believe me anyway, so why would you be any different?
Try me.
Really, the exit is less than 50 feet away.
Okay, if you say so.
All right, since you're not moving, if you wouldn't mind at least quieting down, it would likely be of some help. Please.
I'm a vampire.
Oh, come on!
I knew you wouldn't believe me!
We're in a place, surrounded by a million fantasy books right now.
Actually, there are only about 200, but if going through them would calm things down, then...
You're honestly gonna tell me that you didn't just look at one of them and made something up to get me off your back?
Yes! Because I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't lie to anybody about this.
Please, would you two stop shouting?
Fine! Prove it. I don't know. Why don't you use your vampire strength to stand this shelf up? Vampires are strong, aren't they?
I could.
Oh, you could not.
Yes, I could.
Please excuse me. I think I need a moment alone.
You think we should check if he's okay, or... No! I am not getting sucked into any more of this town's insanity. I am just going back to work.
But wait! Hold on a sec!
Why are you grabbing my... Oh! You really have a strong grip for a girl who can't be more than, like, 90 pounds. Where are you taking me?
Bathroom.
Wait, there, no. I don't know what kind of vibe I was giving you back there, but...
What are you talking about?
This isn't
Oh, heck no! I would never do something like that, especially with someone I just met. And you think I'm the crazy one?
Then what are you doing?
You said you wanted proof, so here you go. What do you see above the sink?
Mirror?
Uh-huh. And what's in the mirror?
My reflection. But not yours. Holy sh...
Yep. Okay, so I guess that's settled now. I'm gonna go. Oh, hey, fun thing. Ever wonder why you can't see a vampire's reflections?
Isn't that because they don't have souls or something?
Nope. Watch this. Okay, maybe I'll see you later then. Bye.
Wait. You just climbed through the mirror.
Yeah, she did.
Ah, what the fuck? How long have you been standing there?
For about 5 seconds.
Why?
Because I have to use the bathroom. Is that not why you're here?
I gotta get out of this place.
Ah! Whoa! Are you insane? Running into the middle of the road like that? I could have hit you. And I cannot have another lawsuit on my hands.
You!
I'm sorry, have we met?
No, but your brother and I have, before your antics sent me running all over this crazy town.
Algy, I knew I'd catch up with you.
Oh, please. The only reason you did was because this psycho ran out into the middle of the road and cut me off.
I'm the psycho? You're the one running around messing up guys' suits, getting girls drunk, and almost running people over!
I am so tired of you causing trouble and then leaving me to clean up your messes. At this rate, I'm surprised that they haven't run us out of here yet.
Jack?
What?
You're, sort of... I mean to put it... You've grown. Drastically. In the vertical direction.
I've what? Carlton, I should probably explain. It just gets a little harder to control sometimes when I... Oh, no.
He's making a break for it! I got him! Hey, friend, about what you just saw.
How the hell did you... Weren't you just... I was way ahead of you!
Yeah. You see, my brother and I, we... well... We have some interesting skills. And what I can do is I...
Move fast.
Oh, my brother already complained about me to you. Good to know he ruined my first impression.
Yeah, I think you ruined that on your own. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm just gonna go continue running for my life!
Really not a great idea.
What the...
You know I'm just gonna keep outrunning you. Right?
Come on.
You know what?
What the... Are we back where we started?
Yeah, I dragged you back here. You may want to check to make sure the bottoms of your shoes didn't get trashed. Happens when passengers don't get a chance to pick their feet up before I make a break for it. And hey, look! Looks like my brother is back to the right size! Wait, why is one of your hands still huge?
Oh, would you look at that. Well, I guess that means I can do this.
Ow!
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. All right, prepare to get speed beaten to next week!
Like you could actually do that.
Okay, you can actually do that.
Give me your worst shot, fat hands.
How am I the only one seeing this?
You're not.
Holy! How do you keep doing that?
I just heard shouting and came outside to see what was happening. Aren't you going to stop it?
Why don't you stop it?
I'm not really into conflict.
Even if the ones involved are the answer to the question, what if Cain and Abel wandered into a 1950s comic book writer's concept of a nuclear reactor?
Honestly, it doesn't seem that out of place here.
Had enough yet, Jack?
For the sake of ending things before someone else notices, I'll say yes.
Wow, that is very mature and responsible of you.
Thank you.
Too bad I'm neither of those.
Wait, what?
Ooh.
That can't be good.
Wait, whose store was that?
Hey, what the hell? Did you idiots just break my window?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Hey, I'm sure Jack wouldn't have crashed through that window entirely on his own and with absolutely no influence from anyone else if he'd known it belonged to such a beautiful woman.
Don't test me.
Are you trying to slit my throat with a sword?
Not if you don't test me.
Okay, I'm just gonna break this up now because clearly nobody else will. Why don't we put the sword down?
Oh, what? You think it's too noticeable?
Oh, okay, I see what you did there. You're using my words from earlier, and now you're...
Yeah, I did. Nice deduction, Sherlock.
Whew. So, there is clearly something going on here, so I'm just gonna... Oh, that's gonna hurt tomorrow. Oh? Hello.
Hello.
Can I ask how you came out of that puddle?
Reflective surface. I can travel through them.
You are just full of surprises.
Oh, for God's sake. Can you slow down for even a second?
Oh no, Giant Jack again. What will I do? Why don't you and I get out of here, Jenny?
Ginny?
You'll have to get past me first.
No way. I'm not risking any more damage to my property. There. Problem solved. No reason to have an all-out metahuman fight in the middle of the street.
Where were you keeping those knives? Are you insane?
You should feel lucky I only pinned you to that tree.
I really think that as someone well aware of how the law works, I should take those weapons now.
Lay one hand on me and I'll...
What? Poke me with your cute little sword? Guess what, Prior? I'm not as slow as you think.
You disarmed me. Not...
bad, as far as swordsmanship goes.
Did you take lessons?
Self-taught, actually.
Me too. Good rule for swords, always carry a backup. Now let's see who's a better teacher.
Hey, Carlton, weren't you the one freaking out about getting dragged into insanity? Do you maybe see some irony here?
Look, I've had a really long day, and if a random sword fight gets everything to stop, it's fine by me!
Well then, I'll just have to break you both up myself.
I've been through enough today! I'm not gonna top it all off by getting some innocent girl stabbed. Got it?
Innocent girl! How's this for innocent, you jerk?
Whoa. Nice going. All the way through the library window. What was that, like 40 feet?
Maybe. I don't know. And that wasn't even at full strength. Vampires may not get burnt up in sunlight like people think, but we're way weaker in it.
You're a vampire?
Uh-huh.
Cool. I can get behind that.
Oh my, you all right?
Never better.
You're covered in cuts.
Yeah. That'll happen when you're chucked through a window at 30 miles an hour.
Hold on, we should have a first aid kit around here somewhere.
Look, kid, I don't need your help. Unless you've got a killer right hook.
No, but I do have a medical degree.
You're what, like 16?
23.
How can you have a medical degree?
Actually, I have 5, but that's beside the point.
5? How that... Actually, you know, of all things I've dealt with today, that makes the most sense.
Got it. No bandages, no antiseptic either.
Look, kid, I'm fine. You just go back to, I don't know, cataloging encyclopedias or whatever it is you do around here.
Well, that does sound fascinating. I can't in good conscience leave you injured. Maybe if I... But, you said that you'd had some unusual experiences today?
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Well, here's another.
Whoa. Okay, I see a light. I must have died. Well, that's it. I'm done. And maybe for the better.
You're not dead, Mr.
Carlton. Okay, then what's going on? And my cuts are gone.
It would appear so.
And you did that?
Yes.
Great. Now what? Jack, what happened here?
Maybe I should take this one. You see, what happened was...
I'll tell you what happened. Speed Demon over there struggled so fast to break away from that tree, the friction made it catch on fire. Then once he was loose, he bumped into his stupid giant brother, knocked him into the street, and totally destroyed a basically new pavement job.
Looks like the shock brought him down to normal size, though.
Just be happy things didn't get any worse.
You just had to say something, didn't you?
It's not like I expected an enormous, very stable-looking, albeit flaming tree to fall over.
We have to warn people in that rapidly burning row of buildings!
You're not gonna have much luck. Nobody's in there. Those places are all under renovation. Almost everything on the block is closed.
What?
Yeah. Didn't you think it was weird that nobody but us has come outside this whole time?
We should still do something.
She's right. Hey, kid. Think you could put out those fires?
Wait, why me?
Come on, use some of that weird, glowy light magic. Boom. Problem solved.
Healing and extinguishing fires are two very different things, Mr. Carlton. One very large difference between them being I can't do the latter. I'm sorry.
Okay. Then how about you?
What about me?
Why don't you run really fast around the fire? Starve it of oxygen or whatever.
What the hell are you talking about?
I saw it on TV once, alright? I mean, for God's sakes, I'm talking to goddamn superheroes here. And you're telling me none of you can put out a damn fire?
What about you, Mr. Suit with a Sword? Why don't you put it out?
You tried to kill me today.
Can we all please just stop fighting and do something?
We're floating.
I gathered.
I can't move.
Me either.
How could this have happened?
I've got a pretty good guess. Orville, was it?
Yes.
Wait, where did he come from?
I didn't even notice he was here.
Yeah, he does that. I'm guessing you were the one who knocked the shelf over in the library.
Yeah, sorry about that. You and the vampire girl were arguing really loudly. It was very distracting. I was just trying to make you stop.
And what? You got telekinesis or something?
Among other things, yes.
Ambiguous answer, but good enough for me. Think you can put us down now?
If you all agree to stop fighting. Like I said, I'm not really into conflict.
Hey, what
if you hate conflict
right
so much, why the hell did you
stop
us earlier?
None of us noticed you were here until like 2 minutes ago.
Everybody, shut up. Fine, we'll stop. Just put us down, and we'll work quietly and cooperatively to deal with the fire.
I already dealt with the fire.
What?
How?
I called the fire department.
Oh.
We would have gotten there.
Smart.
Maybe we should just get out of here.
My thought exactly, Mr. Carlton.
Who the hell are you?
Shh! I wouldn't talk to him like that if I were you.
Why not?
Because that's Martin Henriksen. The Martin Henriksen.
So, what's the big deal?
His family owns the town, genius.
I try not to open up my introductions with that fact, but you were right, Miss Pryor. Although maybe we should save the formalities for later. You're all going to have to come with me and quickly. The police and fire department should be getting here any second.
And why should we come with you?
You really want to explain what happened here to the cops?
Good point. Tell me where we're going as soon as I get my bike.
All right, then. I'd say the rest of you can fit in the car. Let's get a move on.
Hey, hold on a sec, Pryor. You're all seriously just going to blindly follow this guy?
This guy is in charge of my rent, not to mention he's one of my best customers.
You're telling me he's a weapons guy?
You talk like you've never heard of a classy rich guy having a sword collection.
Fair point.
Plus, like you said, it beats sticking around here.
Also fair point.
Yeah. My knack for reasoning is as strong as your parry game is weak.
Yeah, well, just wait until our next match.
Looking forward to it.
Hello? Mr. Stock. Okay, this is gonna sound crazy, but... Oh. Okay. Yeah. I understand. Yep, I was fired.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuelli, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Wen, DG Holstein, AJ Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro, with guest appearances by Jeffrey Delpin and Christian Pineda. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson, Owen Thornton, and Lucas Urbina. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Velik. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at @wildly_productions, Tumblr at @wildlyproductions, Twitter at @wildlyproduct1, and Facebook at @wildlyproductions, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating!
Ah!
And that's this week's show. Check out all the show notes on sonicsociety.org for heinous, heinous investigations. Next week, we have an extended size show as Reimagine Theatre brings their latest release of the most notorious radio drama of all time. So for Jack Ward and myself, because for some reason Jack can't speak now.
Drinking tea.
For myself, David. Yeah, there we go then. Have a wonderful week.
Gulp.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express, pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're not fun.
It's the best audio horror on the rails.
It always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including...
Halloween!
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.